Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll get back to covering any possible tornadoes in a few minutes in New Jersey. In the meantime, if you think you are seeing a tornado in New Jersey, you can call in to 212-433-WNYC and report it to us, and we'll pinpoint it for our listeners as precisely as we can. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, after you take those precautions. But joining me now is the Russian chess grandmaster, the chairman of the United Civil Front, a Russian pro-democracy group, the journalist and a contributor to the New York Review of Books, Garry Kasparov. He's in town for a Penn World Voices event this Sunday about Russian politics and that country's future. We will ask him about his fierce opposition to the current Russian leadership and why he thinks the Obama administration is weak on Russia. We'll also ask about his legendary chess career a bit, his famous loss to the computer Deep Blue in view of Watson being in the news for Jeopardy, and about the future of chess. Garry Kasparov, such an honor. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks.
And listeners, any questions for Garry Kasparov? Our lines are open for that. It's tornadoes and Garry Kasparov right now. 212.
It's a very dangerous mixture.
Extremely dangerous. 212-433-9692. On Tuesday, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin renewed his criticism of Western intervention in Libya. On this point, he openly disagrees with his protege, President Medvedev. Putin called the intervention a medieval call for a crusade. Now, you were briefly a candidate for president in the 2008 election. Do you have a position on Western intervention in Libya?
I think the West had no chance but to intervene.
No choice?
No choice. But I think it was too late. So obviously, intervention at early stage could solve the problem and remove Gaddafi from power. Now it's some kind of a stalemate. I think that's the Western support to the opposition government in Benghazi will eventually bring down Gaddafi, but it will be a longer period, and it may cause problems as Russia and maybe China will be expressing their concerns. And there's no surprise that Putin is so negative, because the fall of authoritarian or totalitarian regimes in the Arab world, it has its resonance in Russia.
Even in Russia.
Everybody talks about some kind of Arab revolt being repeated in Russia, because you saw social networks, modern technologies playing a major role in bringing people together and defying the regime, and also overcoming the vacuum of information caused by the state control of the mass media.
You've said that the U.S. is weak on Russia. How so?
I think U.S. is weak on almost everything now, starting from dollar and just going to Afghanistan. So the administration is trying to preserve status quo, and they're afraid to touch anything that may cause another domino effect. And people expect otherwise from America. I think it's very difficult to criticize administration, because, you have to offer alternatives, and I believe that it's almost everything they do now, unless they have a long-term strategy, might be counterproductive. As for Russia, the American foreign policy was based on the belief that Medvedev was different from Putin. I think it was a fatal mistake, because they belong to the same group, and the little differences between those two camps, they are not reflecting their common dismissal of democratic values. And now they just recognize that Medvedev is no more than a shadow, and they're trying to do something with Putin, either to threaten him or to bring him in and just build bridges. But it was another failure.
The Obama administration would probably argue, hey, look, we signed a new START treaty. The Russians seem more on the same page about Iran than they were before. They at least agreed to abstain in the UN Security Council about Libya rather than veto. So the U.S. would say, hey, we're making progress with Russia.
Yeah, but it's as for the progress, let's start with the START treaty. My country has outdated, almost antiquated nuclear weapons. And with this treaty or without this treaty, Russia has no choice but to go for this for the reduction. While doing that, you know, America offered Putin's regime more or less a veto right over U.S. Missile defense system. So again, this is your business because this is your country. But I think it was absolutely wrong of bringing Putin's regime to the same level. Because what we saw of Obama and Medvedev signing the treaty is like reconstruction of the Cold War era with Nixon and Brezhnev or Gorbachev and Reagan. There is no need for America to elevate undemocratic Russian regime to the same level of importance. As for Iran, Russia already sold, you know, nuclear technology to Iran, and Iran now is capable of doing the nuclear weapon without any further assistance. And if you look for the international arena, yes, Russia didn't veto UN resolution on Libya, but at that time, you know, I think Putin made the right calculation that America or the West maybe could interfere even without UN resolution. So it Libya is a very, very small piece in this big picture, and it doesn't affect immediate interest of Mr. Putin, who and Medvedev as well, who is now more concerned about protection of multi-billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of funds allocated by Russian ruling elite outside of Russia into Western banks.
Gary Kasparov, we'll take your phone calls for him at 212-433-WNYC. Again, I'll just do a very brief version of this tornado warning if you're just joining us, because this is really immediate and right now. There is a tornado warning for the next 10 minutes for Morris County in New Jersey, northeastern Hunterdon County, south central Sussex County, and east central Warren County. And according to the National Weather Service, this should be right around now in the Susquehanna, Netcong, and Stanhope area, going to Wharton, Dover, and Mount Arlington in the next 5 minutes or so. And again, very briefly, the safest place to be during a tornado is in a basement, like under a workbench or other piece of sturdy furniture. Seek shelter on the lowest floor of the building in an interior hallway if there is no basement. Cover your body with pillows or blankets if there is actually a tornado in your area. If you're in a car or a mobile home, they say evacuate and get inside a substantial shelter or down into a ditch. We can control what political topics we talk about. We can't control nature. So when the tornado comes up,
yeah,
the tornado comes
nature,
up.
Yeah, we can't control nature, but, you know, probably whatever we do, I mean, we should take into consideration that nature may not be always friendly to us.
Indeed. As they say, nature bats last. David in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, David.
Hello. First, I was amused to hear Gary refer to a stalemate in Libya, coming from a chess player. And second of all, I was wondering what he thinks are the most important steps that need to be taken in Russia right now to move it to a real democracy instead of the semi-authoritarian version of democracy that it has at the moment.
David, I don't like, you know, statements like semi-authoritarian version of democracy. I mean, democracy either does exist or doesn't exist. You know, it's in Russia. It's now we are, you know, actually already an authoritarian regime heading to the wars, because elections is a fake. And I always say we're not fighting to win elections in Russia. We're fighting to have elections. And it's very important to educate people and to build the communication between the opposition and the general crowd, because state controls mass media. I was not on Russian television in the last 5 years. Russian television does have live transmissions. So in general, you know, Putin controls radio and TV and most of the printed media. So we have to use internet and the modern communications as the only way of educating people and bringing them in and mobilizing them to fight for the best of our country.
Ross in Morningside Heights, you're on WNYC with Gary Kasparov. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering, Mr. Kasparov, has any comment on coverage of Russia in the United States? Because I lived in Russia for 2 years, and it seems to me that the coverage in places like the New York Times of the situation in Russia is about 20 years behind the times, and it seems like they're still looking at the situation from this very Cold War paradigm, or they're making these comparisons like, oh, today Russia is like it was 150 years ago. It's now Tsarist Russia. And these don't seem to be helpful, and it doesn't seem to really have matured at all in the last 20 years. I'll take my answer out of the air.
Thank you for your call.
Ross, it's a great question, and it's a great observation. And very often, you know, when U.S. administrations, whether this one or the previous one, they wanted to sort of exonerate themselves from the criticism, saying, oh, Russia today, much better off than 25 years ago, better than it was under Stalin. Yes, you're right. But we should compare probably Russia in 2011 with Russia in 1991 or 1995. Let's talk about modern Russia, you know, after the collapse of communism and the breakup of the Soviet Union. And we could see that in the 90s, Russia had very fragile but still a foundation for future democracy. And today we lost all of that. So I'm really annoyed to read U.S. press and hearing U.S. politicians always referring to, oh, yeah, you shouldn't complain, guys, from Russia, because under Brezhnev, you would be in the psychiatric clinic or in prison.
Sergio in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name is Sergio, and I have a question for Greg Sparrow. Well, first of all, I'm a Russian student in New York City, and I would love to ask the question on Gary in Russian language, but
go ahead in English, because look, you know, it takes time to waste.
Well, first question that I wanted to ask is Gary Kasparov considering himself as a Russian poet, but in his critique, I don't see him protecting Russian interests. All I see is protecting America's point of view. He's even going further. He's critiquing Obama. But I don't see him as a politician who protects any Russian interests.
Do I have Russian? Do you have a Russian passport?
Yes.
You do have a Russian passport. Do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. So and on what? And you live in America?
No, I'm here from time to time.
Yeah, but it's I have my views, and as you pointed out, I criticize Obama. I can criticize any politician, and my views do not depend on the citizenship or, say, protecting interests of other countries. I believe I have more rights than anybody else to speak on behalf of my country. I played under the flag of my country for 25 years. And I believe that Mr. Putin is robbing my country, and they are taking hundreds of billions of dollars out of Russian economy, placing it in the Western banks. And I go back and forth. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm denied any opportunity to make money in Russia, so I'm not on Russian television. I will be delighted to have this debate with people you like, I guess Putin and others, on Russian television.
Sergio, what are these Russian interests that you say Garry Kasparov is not upholding?
He's mixing the interests of Mr. Putin and Russian.
I'm not going to go into this.
Can you give me one concrete thing?
Well, one position is, let's say, on Libya. When recently Putin put his doubts on how this process is going on in Libya, because as we know, UN resolution was to block the Gaddafi's airplane.
And how does that hurt, Sergio, real quick, because we're going to run out of time, how does that hurt Russia, other than, as Garry Kasparov said, the democracy movement in the Arab world perhaps being contagious in Russia? Other than that, how does the of course, that could be seen as helping Russia, but how does the war in Libya hurt Russia, in your opinion?
Well, it doesn't hurt Russian interests in this sense, but it hurts international law when we see that bombing Gaddafi palaces doesn't go with UN resolution on blocking his planes.
And Sergio, I hear you, and I have to leave it there. Forgive me, because we have another tornado warning update. Now for additional areas. Now there's a tornado warning until 12:15 p.m., so for the next half hour, a tornado warning, which means a tornado is quite possible to likely for Passaic County, for Rockland County in New York State, for southeastern Orange County in New York State, for northwestern Essex County in New Jersey, and northern Bergen County. So now this tornado warning, with all the precautions that we mentioned earlier that you should take, the tornado moving, but the possible tornado, we should say, now coming, or tornadoes, for the next half hour. Be alert for tornadoes in Passaic County, Rockland County, southeastern Orange County, northwestern Essex County, and northern Bergen County. And there you go. The National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing a tornado as of a few minutes ago in a line extending from Warwick to 10 miles southwest of West Milford to 10 miles west of Fairfield to 18 miles southwest of Fairfield, or a line extending from Warwick to 8 miles northeast of Hopatcong to Dover to 7 miles southwest of Morristown, and it's moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. So there's your latest tornado warning. Gary Kasparov, Chess. Obviously.
So we moved away from Libya.
We moved away from Libya.
But I just want you to sum it up saying that, you know, I believe Gaddafi is the bloodthirsty maniac who has been killing his people, who was behind international terrorism. And anything that can be done to remove you from power will have a positive effect for the region and for the whole world.
We have to go cover this tornado warning. So real briefly, you beat so many human beings for championships, but you're also famous for having lost to the IBM chess computer, Deep Blue, once upon a time. Does this recent loss by people to the computer Watson in Jeopardy have any relationship to that?
No. Unfortunately, you know, we don't have much time to go deep into this subject. The Deep Blue, actually, I won the first match, I lost the second match. And it's more likely I lost to IBM rather than to Deep Blue. The computer, if you look at the pure strengths of the moves made by machines, was inferior to the modern chess programs run on PCs or laptops. It just if you compare the pure strengths. Yes, IBM was good in building up machines, you know, parallel processors and messing up a lot of information. I'm not familiar with the infrastructure of the Watson program, but I don't think it's a major accomplishment. It's a nice result for PR and for just to hit the public mind. But as for,
I think you've said that a human teamed with a computer in chess will defeat even the best computer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meaning there's still something that people can do that computers can't.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the machines today, if you have, you know, the pure experiment, you know, of analyzing the decision-making structure of the computer, there's still many deficiencies. And I don't think that's many problems that were at the table 10, 20 years ago has yet been solved today. But, okay, they're making a lot of progress, and it's not only IBM but many other companies that already push the boundaries of our knowledge of machines and artificial intelligence way beyond our imagination.
30 seconds before we go into full-time weather coverage here. Chess grandmasters are getting younger and younger. I think there was one recently who was declared a master at age 12. Someone like that certainly wouldn't have had what Malcolm Gladwell identifies as the 10,000 hours of practice requisite to become expert at something. Why are they getting younger?
Because they have access to information, say Bobby Fischer didn't have 50 years ago. At one point, you have to accumulate all this knowledge. And now with, you know, one mouse click, you can learn more about chess than Bobby Fischer at his height. So it helps young players to compensate the lack of their experience, and they definitely have a lot of energy and a lot of strengths of use to match with this computer data and to become much stronger at very early age.
Gary Kasparov has an event on Sunday as part of the Pan World Voices Festival. It's at the Morgan Library at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. What will you be doing there?
I will be talking about Russia. I guess there will be a little bit of chess, but mainly it's about Russia and about the social and cultural aspects of Putin's dictatorship caused for my country.
1 o'clock Sunday at the Morgan Library. Gary Kasparov, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Stay out of tornadoes. And when we continue in a minute, we are going to go to temporary full-time coverage of the weather. Again, there is a tornado warning until 12:15 for Passaic County, Rockland County, southeastern Orange County, northwestern Essex County, and northern Bergen County. Stay with us.